A Sunday edition of the Ada newspaper ran a front-page story with the headline, "Prosecutor Defends His Work on High-Profile Case." There was a lawyerly photo of Bill Peterson behind a podium in court in action. For obvious reasons, he was not doing too well in the aftermath of the exonerations and felt compelled to share his resentment with the people of Ada. He was not getting his fair share of the credit for protecting Ron and Dennis, and the lengthy story by Ann Kelly was nothing but an embarrassing tantrum by a badly beaten prosecutor who should have avoided reporters. It began, "Pontotoc County District Attorney Bill Peterson claims Dennis Fritz and Ron Williamson's defense attorneys are wrongly taking credit for the DNA tests that freed their clients from prison." As Ann Kelly fed him all the rope he needed to hang himself, Peterson recalled in detail the history of the DNA testing in the Carter case. At every possible opportunity, he took cheap shots at Mark Barrett and Barry Scheck while never missing a chance to pat himself on the back. DNA testing was his idea. He managed to avoid the obvious. Not once did he admit that he wanted DNA testing so he could nail Ron and Dennis in their coffins. He was so convinced of their guilt that he happily went along with the testing. Now that the test results had gone the other way, he was demanding credit for being such a fair guy. The brat-like finger-pointing went on for paragraphs. He dropped vague, sinister hints about other suspects and gathering more evidence. The story read, "He, Peterson, said if new evidence is found linking Fritz and Williamson to Carter's murder, double jeopardy would not apply and they could be tried again." Peterson said the investigation into Carter's murder has been reopened for some time, and Glenn Gore is not the only suspect. The story ended with two appalling quotations from Peterson. The first was, "I did the right thing in 1988 when I tried them. By recommending their convictions be dismissed, I did what was legally, morally, and ethically the right thing to do with the evidence I now have against them." Left unsaid, of course, was the fact that his highly ethical and utterly moral consent to the dismissal came almost 5 years after Ron was almost executed, and 4 years after Peterson publicly rebuked Judge C for ordering a new trial. By seizing the high ethical ground at the 11th hour, Peterson lamely helped to ensure that Ron and Dennis spent only 12 years in prison as innocent men. The most reprehensible part of the story was the next quotation. It was also highlighted and placed in the center of the front page. Peterson said, "Innocent has never crossed my lips in regards to Williamson and Fritz. This doesn't prove their innocence. It just means I can't prosecute them with the evidence I now have." Ron and Dennis were emotional and shaky enough after only 4 days of freedom, and the story terrified them. Why would Peterson want to try them again? He had convicted them once, and they had no doubt he could do it again. New evidence, old evidence, zero evidence. It didn't matter. They'd just suffered 12 years behind bars for killing no one. But in Pontotoc County, evidence was not a factor. The story infuriated Mark Barrett and Barry Scheck, and both drafted lengthy rebuttals to fire off to the paper. But they wisely waited, and after a few days realized few people were listening to Peterson.